October 1926, New York City. The black sucking water closed over her head. She flailed blindly, her arms and legs as heavy and inert as logs. Red light flashed violently behind her eyes. She couldn't think. Couldn't do anything but cling to the instinct that kept her from opening her mouth and swallowing the vile brew that swirled around her. Is this what it's like to die? The thought came and went in a moment of lucidity that vanished before she could grasp it. She sank, her muscles no longer obeying the weak commands of her brain. A fish, goggle-eyed, paused to examine her in astonishment, and then disappeared into the sable depths. Her lungs began to burn. Breathe, breathe, breathe. A stream of bubbles spilled from her lips. All at once she remembered. She looked up at the distant, pale blur of reflected moonlight shining on the river's surface. It was a million miles away. Swim, swim, damn you! But the air was gone. Salvation beyond her reach. She stretched her arms, clutching at a substance that literally slipped through her fingers. An inky curtain fell over her eyes. She made one great effort, propelling her aching body a few feet closer to heaven. Something gripped her hand, seizing her like the jaws of a killer shark. Her cry emptied her lungs. The last thing she saw was a face that might have belonged to an angel, or the most enchanting devil hell ever imagined. Breathe. The voice was both harsh and beautiful, like music from another world. It came from very far away, a place out of space and time, and yet it pulled her from the seductive darkness with all the tenderness of a mob enforcer working over some poor schmuck in an alley. Rough hands turned her over and pummeled her back. A rush of liquid surged into her throat and pushed out of her mouth. She coughed violently, jagged sparks zigzagging through her brain. Breathe. She gasped. Blessed air flooded her chest. The hands that had shaken and bullied her softened on her arms and lifted her against a warm, firm surface. She heard a heartbeat, slow and steady, felt ridges of muscle under a once fine broadcloth shirt, smelled a slightly pungent but not unpleasant scent, as if the one who held her had been living in the same clothes for a week. Still dazed, shivering from a chill dawn wind against her wet skin, she let herself be held. It was absurd to feel so safe in the arms of a total stranger, even one who had saved her life. Crazy to feel as if she could stay there forever. She pushed at a rescuer, muscles still not entirely under her control. He released her and steadied her, as she struggled into a sitting position on the weathered wood of the pier. For the first time, she got a good look at his face. It was the devil angel she'd seen in the river, distorted then by brackish water and her own clouded vision. Now that she could see him more clearly, she still couldn't decide if he belonged in heaven or that other place. His features were those of a young man in his prime, handsome in the truest sense of the word. Bright moonlight picked out planes and angles joined in perfect symmetry. His skin was smooth, free of stubble, though everything else about his appearance suggested he hadn't seen a razor in several days. His cheekbones were high, his chin firm and a little square, his hair dark and badly in need of a good cut, his brows straight above deeply shadowed eyes. It was the eyes that captured her attention. Gwen couldn't make out their color, but that hardly mattered. They simply didn't belong in the face of a good Samaritan who had probably risked his life to save a stranger. A man in his mid-20s with at least 40 good years ahead of him. They were as dangerous as a storm about to break, as grim as the blood-stained steel of a Thompson's machine gun. If they'd ever seen a smile, it was in some distant past she could scarcely imagine. Most women, yes, even most men, would have cringed from that remorseless gaze. Not Gwen Murphy. She continued her scrutiny, taking in the frayed cuffs of his shirt, the jacket that had seen better days, the patched trousers and scuffed shoes.